Today's daf is daf Pei Aleph, and we're holding at the Rav Rav Yudah Vakazi Beurcha, which is eight lines down from the top. So Rav and Rav Yudah, Havikaazi Beurcha, and Havikaazi Ahit Takamayim. Rav and Rav Yudah were walking along the road, and there's a woman that's ahead of them, which means that essentially they were alone with her, and there was no one else in sight. And so, Rav wasn't too happy about that. So he said, Amale Rav, Rav Yudah, Dal Karacha, Mikame Gehenim. Get your legs moving and let's get past these women so that we don't fall into hell, because right now we're alone with her. Amale, so Rav Yudah said, I don't understand. Vamar Rudi Omar Bikshayim Shapir Dami. You said that a woman could be alone with two men as long as those two men are of sterling character. Omale, exactly, says Rav. And who's to say we're of sterling character? Me, Mardik Sherim, Kigonana. Who says, like, me and you? Kigonana Va'at? You call that kosher? So Rav Yudah says, well, if not us, I mean, who do you call kosher? Who exactly are you referring to if you're not referring to people like us? He says, no, I'm referring to Kigon Reb Chanina Bar Papi V'Chavei Rav that we had back in the first perek about how they are able to just handle all of these women, and these women consider them to be the most incredible men in the world, that they can't be bent in any way. I mean, that's, you know, they've already been tested, and we know that they're safe. I mean, you've been tested, I've been tested, and who knows that we're safe? So anyway, let's move away quickly. Omar Rav, Malkin ala Yichud, ve'eno srin ala Yichud. Now, we would give Malkut Mardus for being alone, but we would not aser an Eshet Ish because of Yichud. And so if we would give Malkus, we'd have to be careful. And therefore, says Rav Ashi, lo amar la bichud pnuya. Because of this, we would only be talking about being alone with the pnuya. So then, even if we give Malkut and the woman herself is punished, then nobody's going to think the worse of her in terms of mamzerut. Avo b'yichud deshadish. If she's a married woman, obviously we can't do anything that would make it look like she's guilty of adultery. And people, that's what people are going to think. So there we don't punish her. Shalote motzi laz albanea. Because otherwise people will say that maybe they were actually found to be with somebody else, and in which case it would end up passing the children as mamzerim. Whereas Marzutra, he would give Malkus, and he would go ahead and be machriz. Now, there's a machlokus over here. The Rambam holds that this is a reference to a pnuya, and that even on a pnuya, he would put out the word that it's not that she was actually fooling around with anybody. She was just alone with somebody in order that people shouldn't be choshed her. The pashtus of the sugya, which others learn, is that we're referring even to an eshet ish. So in other words, it will be machriz. No one should be choshed her except that she was over on Yichud. And that way, no one will think the worse of her children. Whereas, and because of that, Omer Rav Nachman, Mipahatir Rav Ashi. So Rav Nachman asked Rav Ashi, how come in your Beit Din you don't do that? And you said, this is why it's Mashbetz going in the Eshet Ish, you said when it comes to an Eshet Ish, we wouldn't. Why don't you do the same thing for an Eshet Ish? What if somebody hears the juicy parts and doesn't hear? I mean, it's always like that. Yeah, they put in a little, you know, we're sorry about the implications of, you know, and nobody reads that one. They only read the headlines. They don't read the corrections on the back page. So Mimela, it's not going to help for us to give also at the same time a press release, you know, the press. They focus on what they want to focus on. Omar Rav, Malkin aloto vahashmu'a. We also will give Malkus if we have a continuous shmu'a that such a person has been alone with this woman and he's been fooling around with this woman. Again, this is assuming that there's nobody who's interested in creating that shmu'a. How do we know that? Shenemar, because we find that Eli tells his children, Al banai ki lo tova hashmua. Loshen of al is a loshen of lotase, lo. So in other words, he considered his children to be guilty, even though they hadn't done anything, as the Gemara says, but because of the way that people are talking, it means that their behavior, there's no reason why anyone would say anything bad about them, unless it was their own behavior that was goring it. Marzutra, if he would give Malkus on such a thing, he would be motiv la afsira al katfe. He would put an animal halter on the shoulders of the guy, and he would read as he was flogging him, al banai. He would read over that pasuk. It should be clear why a halter for the animal. That's the idea. In other words, you want to act like an animal, so we'll put even an animal needs to be controlled, you know. So apparently, you need some control here. Omar Rabba, Baala Beir in Choshishim Mishum Yichud. If her husband is in town, then there's no chash of Yichud. Now Rashi says
halter, like a
thing that holds an animal down, you know. Well, no, I mean, he could still get his bag. So the Shiloh of years, Rashi learns that that means ein choshim mishum yichud, ein choshim to give malkas mishum yichud. It doesn't mean lechatchila that you can be mityached. But Tosfos proves in the Gemara coming up that it means lechatchila, there's no problem of yichud. Not like Rashi, as we're about to see in a moment. So Amar Rav Yosef, petach patuach l'rishut harabim, ein choshim mishum yichud. Furthermore, if the door is open, that's how some learn, others learn if there is an opening too and the door is unlocked, so there's a machlokas whether you actually need the door to be open or you just need the accessibility of the house to people from Rishut HaRabim. In Choshishim Mishum Yichud, you don't have to worry about being alone there with a woman because there's really not an option to be taking her to bed. There's people that could walk in at any minute, you'd be embarrassed, and so on. So Rabibi, he once came to Rav Yosef's house, and he was staying over there, and they gave him a meal, and bought the car Rifta when he finished the meal, and he goes into his room. So Rav Yosef says, okay, take the ladder down, for he was on the second story. I don't want him getting into the house now, you know. So Shkuli Darga Mitoti Bibi, get Bibi, keep Bibi upstairs. He says to Gemara, I understand, what's the problem? I thought if her husband's in town, so then you don't have to worry about being alone. Over here, he's right there in the house. Yeah, you know, but Shiny Rabibi, the Shushbenite Havoi, the Gaisibe, Rabibi is different. Basically, they've been hanging around for years. They know each other. It's like one big happy family. You know, and it's too, that's already too close for comfort. So there, even if Baala Beir, we don't rely on it. Omrif Kahana Anashim Bachutz, Venashim Bibifni. If you have men that are in the outside area, which is the place in which you have to get to the door, and the women are in the inside, and there's no exit from the inside except through the outside, that's okay. Because there, any man that's going to try to sneak in between the woman and get up to mischief, everybody's going to see him because they're all surrounding the women. And a woman who goes out through the men to ask to get to the door, that's okay because a woman's allowed to be alone with two men. You've got a whole crowd of men. So there's no chashash mishum yichud. Whereas anashim bibifnim, if the males are inside and the females are on the outside, and then if a guy wants to leave, then he's going to be going through the women and meanwhile get a chance to do his mischief. So over there, choshishim mishum yichud, there we do have to worry about yichud. Now, interestingly enough, v'matnita tana ipcha, in the Braita, it says just the opposite, that if the men are b'chutz and the women are bifnim, so then we are afraid that one of them may sneak into the women and the others won't notice. But if the men are inside, so over there, we're not choshesh, that what? The woman's going to penetrate into the man, and even if she would be, what's the difference? There's more than one man here. It's not a problem. So if one of them would go out, that wouldn't be called yichud, because he'd be afraid that somebody else is going to do the same thing. So mamela, you don't have to worry. So in this case, there's somebody who holds its ulcer no matter what you do. right? So therefore, Omar Abaya, well, Hashtag the Omar Rifkana Hachi, Vitanamat Nita Yipcha, if Rifkana said that, and the Brayta said the opposite, I guess we can't do either, you know? So Ada Navid Lechomer, we'd have to be Machmer not to have a mixture like that in either direction. So Abaye, when he was giving a shir where there were men and women present, and there would have to be some kind of distinct, some kind of protective device, so he set up an alarm system between the men and the women to make sure that there would be no crossovers. So he would be dire goofy. He would take these tin cans and he would pile them up. If anybody tried to get across the other side, bing, crash, bang, and he would sort of draw attention to himself. And Rava was a little bit more discreet about it. So Rava Dare Kana. Rava would take a lot of reeds and sort of put them between the two. Notice nobody made a mechitza, but they would... No mechitza, but, you know. But we want to make sure at least there's nobody sneaks out under the chairs, you know, and starts feeling someone up or something. So yeah, we'll put the kana. It's amazing, different standards. So Omar Ovin pointed out that sakva de shata rigla, I mean the most dangerous, the worn out, the dregs of the year is the holiday season, because then you get the men and the women together coming for the drushas, and they're all looking at each other, and no mechitza. So they're all looking at each other, and that leads to problems. Hanak shavuyata de ataila naharda. So what happened is that Rav Amram Chasida was the Gadol Hador, and he was the one that was in charge of taking care of the inyanim of the area. And there were some women that had been captured, were being held for ransom, and he had arranged for them to be redeemed. And so they were redeemed, and they brought these women to Rav Amram Chasida's house. Now, they didn't trust anybody else. Of course, they didn't trust Rav Amram Chasida either, because it became the Yichud. So what they did was, Ashkulu Darga Mikamayu, they took the ladder down so that Rav Amram Chasida would not be able to get up to the second story where these women were staying overnight. Anyway, what happened is that Bahadi de Kachalfa Chodaminayu, one of them was so stunning that when she walked across the floor on the second story, so he caught a glimpse of the shine of her beauty through the opening where the ladder used to be. So Nafanahura bi Puma, so through the skylight, there was the shine of her beauty, which Rav Amram saw. And that sort of was Popeye and the spinach. Shaklai Ravuna Ladargala Bicholam Be Asarala Medaya. So Rav Amram grabs this ladder. Now it takes 10 men to move this ladder under usual circumstances. However, Rav Amram, having just had his can of spinach, he picks it up all by himself, and he grabs the ladder, and Daya Lechudei, he takes it all by himself. Solik V'Azel, he's climbing up this ladder, he's going to get this girl. Kimata L'Palga Darga, when he gets halfway up the ladder, Ifshach, he presses his feet into either side to hold himself in place, and he starts screaming, Nura Be'Amram, Be'Amram's house is on fire! So anyway, everybody comes dashing in, Otar Rabbanan, and they see what's going on, that he's halfway up this ladder again. And they say, what the heck, Kasiftina, you've embarrassed us. People are going to be talking about this. What this is, the Gadol Hador chasing after a woman. Oh, Malahud, it's okay. I don't mind being embarrassed. And I don't care about you being embarrassed. I'm happier to be embarrassed in this world than to be embarrassed in the next. And it's a good thing for people to know that Yichud is a serious issue. You can't trust anybody, not no Amram Chasidas either. And so anyway, Ashpe'e de Yinpak Mine. So he used a shame to make the Yetzirah, and the Sultan swore that he had to leave his body. Nofik mineke amuda de nura. You saw like a amuda eish was coming out of him. He was so on fire that Omarles Rabbanim said to him, you see, you are fire. At nura, ana bisra, and I am only made out of flesh. And nonetheless, ana difta minach, I'm stronger than you are. Ha! Rabbi Meir, some stronger, huh? Rabbi Meir Havi Mitlot Seitz Bovrei Havi Rav. Rabbi Meir used to make fun of people that get into these sexual scenes. It's ridiculous. So the Sultan decided to treat him to a little less. So Yom Achad Idmei Lei Satan Ki Itata V'Hach Yisid Denahara. So the Satan showed himself as this gorgeous woman on the other side of the river. Now, there was no way for him to get across that river, you see, because there was no Lohavi Mava, there was no ferry boat. And how was he going to get across the river? Nakat Mitzra. So they had this rope that was going over the river that you could hold on to, and you could ford the water. So he holds on to this rope, Rabbi Meir, and he is crossing that river. So anyway, Kimata Palga Mitzra, when he got halfway across the river, Shafke, the Sultan, let him go and said, okay, now you watch out how you talk. Because he loved the Kamachris Brakia, he's Aruba Rabbi Meir Vitorato. If they wouldn't be announcing in the Shamayim, just watch out with Rabbi Meir and leave him alone, I would have Shaviti Ladamcha Tarte Moy. I would have turned your life into being worth 2 cents. You can go make fun of other people. Rabbi Akiva Avi Mitlotzitzbo Vreyaveira. Rabbi Akiva also used to make fun of people who would sin sexually. So Yom Achad Idmei Lei Satan Ki Itata Bereish Dikla. One day the Satan appears like this beautiful woman on the top of a palm tree. Nakte Ladikla, so Rabbi Akiva grabs the palm and he's climbing up. Vekasolik Vyazo. Kimota Lapalga Ladikla, when he gets halfway up the tree, Shafke, the Satan leaves him alone and said, okay, you're in luck, buddy. Ilav the Machris of Berakia, he's Aruba Rabbi Akiva Vitorato. If they wouldn't be warning me up in the heavens there about don't do anything to Rabbi Akiva, Shavite Ladamach Tarti Moya would have made your life worth 2 cents. Now Plimu, Aviragila Mema called Yuma. Plimu every day, who was a big tzaddik and never sinned, so he always used to say, Gira Be'ene de Sultan, arrows in the eyes of the Sultan, you can't touch me. So Yom Achad Malo Yom de Kippurei Havi was Erev Yom Kippur. Idmelei Ke'anias, the Sultan dresses up like this poor man. And Atakara Ababa, he comes to the door, you know, figures that Erev Yom Kippur people are going to be nice, you know. Comes to the door, he asks for something, you know, poor man's at the door. Afikulei Rifta. So they bring him out some food. Omar Lei. This is what you do for a poor man, Erev Yom Kippur. Yuma ke'ainna kule amagavoy. A day like today, everybody's indoors having their su'uda. Va'ana avroy, you leave a poor man like me outdoors. So, okay, they bring him inside. He said, Aile v'krivale rifta. They bring him inside and they bring him some food over there on the side. Oh, male, I don't believe this. Yuma ka'idna kuli ama ataka. Day like today, everybody's sitting at the table with the family and eating. And here this poor man, this is the best you can do for him. You bring him inside and you put him on a little stool somewhere. Erev Yom Kippur. Ah, this is a Jewish home. I can't believe it. Okay, v'ana l'kudoi. I'm all alone. Atyu. So they bring him up to the table. Fine. Atyu ataka. So he sits at the table. And Molei Nafshe Shichna V'Kivei Alei. He makes himself appear that he's completely covered with blisters and pus. And I mean, it looks absolutely nauseating, right? And Vaviko Ovid Ben Mili Demoz, he's sitting there picking his nose and digging at these pus-filled things. And he's absolutely, I mean, Omar Lo. So the people at the table, will you please sit like a human being? Tif Shapra, sit properly. Omalei, well, give me something to drink. Havali kasa. So they give him a cup. So what does he do? He coughs up a mouthful of phlegm and spits it into the cup. So ichmer and shada be kichu. So nacharube. Get out of here. You're disgusting. So he shaka vamit. He makes it appear as if he keels over and he dies in the way he's being treated. There he is. The guy's dead on the ground. And he makes a sound outdoors as if the cops are coming. And people are screaming, and Shomu Davik Amri, Plimu Koto Gavra, Plimu Koto Gavra, Plimu's a murderer, he killed somebody. Oh my God, the cops are already coming. Orak Vitosha Navshe Vivetakise. So he runs into the bathroom, Plimu, to hide out. Ozil Batre. So the corpse follows him into the bathroom. And Nofel Kameh collapses there in front of him again. So Gidechazi Davin Mitztayer, when he saw, all of a sudden saw that Plima was really in pain, Goli Le Nafshe, so he showed him that he's really the Sultan who's playing this little trick on him. So he says to him, Amalei, my time, Amartaki, why do you always say arrows in the eyes of the Sultan? That's not very nice, is it? I mean, basically, here's this poor guy. So he's a slob. That's my job. It's my job to be a slob. So a guy comes in, he's a slob, he's a poor man. Look how you felt when you killed him. And me, you're saying, shoot the Sultan, shoot the Sultan. And that's okay. So Plima said, so what should I say? I mean, I'm just trying to indicate my distance from the Sultan. I mean, so Omalei, so how should I say? Ve'eki Ema. Omalei, so the Sultan says, look, what Rebbe should say is, Lema Mar, Rachmana Niga Bag V'Sultan. I mean, something like that. God should be Goyer in the Sultan from me. It's like, in the, what is it, in the God keep the Pope? Right. The czar, the, I don't remember, what the, what's the line? Oh, yeah. Yeah, a blessing for the czar. How's it going? No, but what's the
blessing? Bless and keep the czar.
Bless and keep the czar, right? So bless and keep the Sultan far away from me. That you can say, that's fine. But don't curse me. I'm just doing a job. That you can say, but that's that he should be geyer, not to be mustin. But don't. How do you hurt a guy? I'm a poor man. I got a lousy job, and this is the way you treat me. Is this the way you would treat a poor guy at your door? No. And Marsham points out a very nice remez that the way the Sultan was acting here was a remez to the way the Sultan gets into your life. Because with the Gemara Darshan is the classic. First he's Allah, and then he's a Yoshev, right? And then he's an Omad, and he's a Yoshev. It's exactly what happens over here. He's just passing by. So, but don't you want to invite me in? Invite him in, yeah, but I got to sit at the table, and so on. And then, so then he's called him Paga Makom Manuvels there, right? It's very nice remit. Now, what's that?
To this, he shouldn't have
let him in at all. No, yeah, not as a Sultan. Reb Chiya Barashi. Now, Reb Chiya Barashi was an old man. Avirogel kolidon davinofel ape. Every time he said Takanun, Avi Omar, he used to say Rachmono Yitzilenu mi Yetzer Hara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save me from the Yetzer Hara. Yuma Chachem Atinu Davitu. His wife overhears him saying this. And she's saying, what, this old guy hasn't, Amra Michte, Akama Shani the Parsh, let me know this guy hasn't been able to do his job for me. Now he's worried about the Yetzer Hara. I mean, come off it. Unless, maybe it's not him, maybe it's me. Maybe he's in love with somebody else. And that's what he's worried about, right? So my time of Kamaraki, why is he always praying to be saved from a Yetzer Hara when he doesn't have any, supposedly? Mm-hmm. So she decides she's going to put him to the test. Okay, so Yuma Chodah Havikagoris Beginte. So he is sitting there out in the garden and he's learning. She dresses up, Kishta Nafshad, she dresses up like this prostitute, and all crazy kinds of clothes and perfumes and so on and so forth. And she starts walking in front of him in the garden. Chofa, Vetanya, she walks past him once, turns around and walks past him again. Omar Law, so he says to her, Manat, what's your name? So she says, Ana Charuta. Now, this is the gears that we have. Ana Charuta. Charuta was the name of the highest class prostitute in town, very famous in the red light district. So she says, it's me, Charuta. But interestingly, there's a beautiful gears, a Japanese gears, which is Ana Chedvata, I am joy. So this was part of the come on. So she says, it's me, infinite joy, and I have just come back to town after having gone on my overseas trips and looking for business. So Ana Charuta da Hadrumi Yuma, I just got back. So he's really turned on. And Tava, so he makes up to meet with her. Amralei, so she says, well, you know, I gotta see how lively a guy you are. Romana deresh sutita. So here there's two ways of understanding it. A romana could be a romance, in which case lahach tzutzita would mean what it usually means, meaning climb all the way up to the top of the palm tree and bring something down to show me how much you love me. Or a romana could be a rimon, and then the tzutzita would be at the top of the pomegranate tree. Okay. But anyway, Shavar, so here's an old man, Reb Chiya Bar Ashi, who jumps in one jump and climbs up to the top of the tree. And Aitiniyala, anyway, so he basically goes through with his little moments with the famous Harusa. And then he comes back home, Ki Atalavete, Havikashagra Devita Tanura, so his wife, meanwhile, she's gotten back into her regular clothes, and she's sitting in the kitchen, innocently, and she's heating up the oven to bake some bread. And so he comes into the house and he sits down in the oven. So he's decided to commit suicide. Omrele, what, my high? Omrele, look, I gotta tell you, a horrible thing happened to me. I just can't believe it, but I ended up sleeping with this whore. My life is worth nothing. I'm gonna die. I'm like, no, you didn't do anything wrong. It was just me. I wanted to see if I could turn you on. Don't worry about it. It was all kosher, miyosha. Anavoy. No. Lo hashkachba. He refuses to believe her. No, you're just trying to save my life, make me feel good. I don't believe you. Adiyovile simoni, until she tells him over exactly, listen, I tell you, this is what I said, right? And this is what you said. And this was the whole deal. And it was me. It was really me. Oh, my loss is okay, but I mean, it doesn't really matter, does it? Because in my mind, it wasn't you. And so, I intended basically to sleep with this charuta, not with you. And therefore, it makes no difference. I should die anyway. That tzaddik, the rest of his life, put himself through such hell. He ended up actually dying from the tsar. Or some say from the burns, or some say from the taniyot, to malnutrition. The Tanya, why was he so upset, even though he hadn't really ended up doing anything wrong? Because it says in the Braita, by a woman who makes a neder, Isha Haiferam, her husband had canceled the neder, Vashem Yislachlan, God will forgive her. Now, what do you mean, God will forgive her? What are we talking about? Ba'me'akatu medaber. I mean, if there was no neder, what's God there to forgive her about? So we've got to be talking about a case, a woman who makes a neder, such as she turns herself into a nazira. So she's nadra bin nazir, and her husband hears about it, and he cancels the neder. Shama ba'ala v'heferla, but she didn't know. V'yilo yadash heferla ba'ala, and anyway, she was shota yayin umetam alametim, and you see, it says Hashem Yislachla, which shows that even though you didn't do anything wrong, but you thought you were doing something wrong, you still need that slicha. So he felt, Reb Chiya Bar Ashi, that even though he hadn't done anything wrong, but since he had intended to do something wrong, so he also requires that slicha. Rabbi Akiva k'avi mati lahay psuk avi bochi. When Rabbi Akiva would reach that pasuk of Hashem Yislachla, he would cry and he would say, "Uma mishnit kaven lechol basar chazir ve'alabi ado basar tlemra torah tzricha kapara." If somebody who intended to eat pork and ended up actually eating a nice kosher sandwich, then nonetheless it says Hashem Yislachla. So can you imagine that this guy needs kapara v'slicha? Mishnit kaven lechol basar chazir ve'alabi ado basar chazir lachat kama v'kama. So that means there's two separate issues. There's your intent. That alone requires. And then the chas v'sholom, the actual avera. This is a disaster. Kayotzei badavar ha-tomer, you find the same idea in the inyan of the korban hasham. So this is v'lo yada v'hasham v'nasa avono. So it says over there somebody didn't know. There it's talking about that he had been over, possibly on an iser karet. So he had a piece of kosher shuman and a piece of chalev in front of him. And he's not sure he eats one of them. So, Kishoy Rabbi Akiva Magiela Pasuk Zah Yabokhe. He says, look, I mean, over here the guy had shuman. And he was mitkaven lachol shuman. And it turns out that, you know, maybe he ate the chalev. V'alabi ado chalev. So amra torah v'lo yadava Hashem v'nasa avono. Of course, over here, we can't take the example of basar chazir because there's no chi of koret on basar chazir. You're only chayev a korban asham on a chi of koret. So it has to be chalev. On the other case, we want to be mamayet, a low-level sin. I'm saying, nonetheless, tzarich kapara. So mishin it kaven lechol chelev v'alabi ado chelev alachat kama v'kama. Isi ben Yehuda used to say v'lo yadav Hashem. He didn't know, and he's guilty. V'nasav ono, and he carries his sin. He said al davar ze yidvu kol adovim. If there's anything to be miserable about in life, it's this: that you know you don't have a right not to be mindful of what's going on and to claim I didn't notice. There's no such thing. Your life is meant to be mindful. Mityached adam im imo. Okay, the next thing the Mishnah says is it's okay for a mother to be alone with a son and a father to be alone with a daughter. Om Rav Yonam Rav Asi. Mityached adam im achoto. Actually, you could be alone with a sister as well, and you can actually live with a mother, with a daughter, but you don't live with a sister. In other words, a long-term yichud can end up with problems even with achoto. And the reason that we say there's no problem with achoto is because remember that in back in Masechet Yuma we had that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, they took away the Yetzer Hara for relatives, and therefore there's much less of a drive for actual incestuous relationships. And because of that, we were matir the yichud with nachot, but not a long-term relationship to live together, you know, rent an apartment together and so on.
This
but
with sister from mother or father and father?
Yeah. Not an adopted sister, but a real sister. And you can even live long term with a mother and a daughter. When I said this over, says Rav Yehuda, remember we have a lot of things the Rav Yehuda said that I learned from others. When I said it over to Shmuel, he disagreed. So when I said it over to Shmuel, Shmuel says it's ridiculous. You're not allowed to be alone with any erva. You can't even be alone with an animal. To none. What? The Mishnah says, Beferish, Mityached Adam Imimo, Vimbito, Vyasheni, Mai, Bekiruv Basar, Vityuv Tereshmo. I mean, it says, over here, you're going to sleep together, flesh to flesh. I mean, what are you talking about? You can't be alone. Omelo Rashmuel, Nuvelatai, Mechodetani, Achotov, Kamotov, Sharkol, Arayot, Shabbat Torah, En Mityachedi, Mai, Elabe Edim. And what do you do with the Braita? The Braita says, but with your sister, your mother-in-law, and any other erva, can you read? You can't be alone with them unless there's witnesses there, okay? What does that say? The witnesses, only be'edim in, shelo be'edim lo. So clearly, it's a machloket tanoim. I mean, our mission is going according to Waman di Omar. Tanoi, the Tanya, Omar, Rebbe Meir used to go around saying to his Talmidim, Hizaru bim vifnei biti. Please make sure, if I'm alone with my daughter, make sure somebody comes in there. You can't trust me with anybody. And Rabbi Tarfon used to say, Izaru bim ipnei kalati, make sure I'm not alone with my daughter-in-law. I'm not to be trusted. And Rambam says this is a chumrah that is very mishubach, that people should make a point. They should not be embarrassed about sexual issues. They should make a point of telling people that I can be turned on by so-and-so and so-and-so. And that way, there's a bigger chumrah, not a lesser chumrah. So to repress such things and to pretend they don't exist is ridiculous.
Is that for males and females or just for males?
We're going to see. No, what do you mean?
To express that. I mean,
to express it is for males because for females it's a come on.
Yeah.
I thought you were asking about expressing desire for males. That's an issue. No, we'll see. We'll discuss that later on. So therefore, says Shmuel, obviously we have over here, there are those that are noheg that way. And when Rabbi Tarfon said that, there was one Talmud there who used to laugh, oh, come off it, man. Legal of to Talmud. I mean, you can't control yourself with your daughter-in-law. I mean, it's ridiculous. And Omar Rabbi Avu, Mishum Rabbi Hanina Megamliel, you should know that lo ayu yomim muatim at shnichshal oto Talmud bechamoto. That Talmud who thought he's so smart. And who's going to fall for something like that? Ended up in bed with his mother-in-law. So don't tell me that you have to be smarter than Rabbi Tarfon. Afilu im behima. So then we said, even not to be alone with an animal. Abaya mechalale mikula dabra. Abaya, when he was going to pass by, he had the animals removed from the whole field, so he wouldn't be alone with animals. Reb Sheshes maver le matzah. Reb Sheshes used to put them on the other side of the gate. Reb Chanan minarda ikul Reb Chana lefumnara. Reb Chana minarda once came to visit Reb Chana, who was in Pumnara, and he sees him sitting and learning, and there's an animal there. Chazi diotzi v'kogoros v'kayma beim akame. Omar le, so he said to him, lo saver le mara filu im beima. Don't you hold? But Tosfos points out this is all a chumra. It's another except that since the greater Talmud Chacham is, the more he should indicate his hakpada. So it wasn't right for Rav Kahana to be sitting there not to be machmir. Amalei lavadatai. Honestly, I didn't even notice. So, but you're right. You know, I should have been more careful. Omar Rava mityached adamim shtei yevamot. There are people that it's okay to be alone with, and those are people that hate each other. So if they hate each other, if you have any kind of going-ons with one of them, the other ones are going to make sure that everybody knows about it because they want to hurt the person that you were close with. So therefore, if you've got two yivamot, so yivamot always hate each other. There's possibly they'll end up so sister-in-laws, you know, so they may end up in it being actually tzorot. Or some say even without that, even if they have children, they're not chayshish for that, but it's just the norm. But there's a lot of jealousy in families. Or you could have two tzarot, two women married to the same guy, for sure. I mean, she's dying to get rid of the other one. So if somebody will start up, she's going to go tell people, aha, can't trust her, so hoping that she'll get divorced. Or a woman and her mother-in-law, or a woman with a stepdaughter, the daughter of her husband. So she over there, they hate each other. So... And not only that, but you can even be alone with a woman and a young girl. A young girl that is young enough, she odat ta'ambia. Now, she's young enough to have watched enough TV programs to know what's going on. So, therefore, if there's anything going on, she'll talk. But too young to have her own desire. So, ein moseret atzma levia. So, therefore, there's no... In that case, there's no chashash that you'll seduce both of them, which is normally the chashash. And therefore, one of them, being as a kid, of course they're going to talk, and so you want to make sure that the kid is not going to talk, so that becomes now a shmira on you. Higdilo, so then the Mishnah continues on to talk about its shita then, that it's mutter to sleep together with a mother or with a daughter. So Zeh Yashen Biksuto, once they get older, so then you can't sleep together undressed, but you could sleep together dressed. So what is called Higdilu? What's the shear of they got older? Vikama. This is a very, very interesting shear that Ravasi has. The Omer Ravada Bar Ravaza, Omer Ravasi, Tinoket, now normally we know the shiurim by Tinoket. Because of this is a gears that not everybody holds up. Tinoket bat teisha shanim v'yom echad, which is usually only a shear by a male. The only time that we have teisha shanim is binogea, a male that should be ro'u levia. We never found any shear of 9 years old that has anything to do with a woman. And not only that, the male that gives over ben shtemes reishanah v'yom echad, 12 instead of 13, okay, at least that's justifiable because we know there's certain inyan in 12, maybe somebody's maybe simonim in the year between 12 and 13, or legami nedorim, I mean, but 9 years old is very, very strange. So the Rosh is Giris is indeed bat sholosh shanim, and which is the shear of Ru'uya Levia, and the male ben teisha shanim, which is the shear of Ru'uya Levia, which makes sense. In other words, so once already it's possible to have sexual connection to them, so then already that's considered to be higdilu. Ikediamri, others say tinoket is only when she's actually at puberty. But shtemisre shana v'yom echad, tinok ben shaloshesre v'yom echad, v'zeh, and in both cases we're talking about kidei shiyu shadayim nachonu, the shear over there, whether we're talking about 9 years old, we're talking about older, is we need to have some sexual simonim. So like the Pasuk says, when it's talking about the little girl that Klal Yisrael is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes, so it refers to us in terms of developing breasts or sprouting hair, and that means, in other words, that they have to reach puberty. Now, some learn that the Rambam holds that this is a lower case. In other words, no matter how young they are, both Lashonis would be Moda, that if they're sexually developed, so then it would be Osir even prior to that Shir, which is the opposite of the way most Rishonim learn. And even some who learn in the Rambam that he agrees with everyone else. The Pashtus of the Rambam is that he means the Shir even at any stage. Omer Afram Bar Papa Omer Pchista Lo Shonu Ela She'ena Bosha La'amod Lefanav Aron. This is only if she is not aware enough of her own body to be embarrassed at being naked in front of this person. So the father here. But if she's embarrassed, so then she's got too much awareness. And then it's not right to sleep with her unclothed. And in that case, if she is embarrassed, then it's prohibited. Why? My taima. Because busha only will come from sexual awareness. So it's yetzer al busha. She must sense something in herself about her body. Otherwise, why would she be something embarrassing about a body other than it can do you in? So if she senses that, then that means already that she's too aware, and at that point, the Isser and the Mishnah kicks in that it has to be Zebik Sutta v'Zebik Sutta.
What happens when you have a broken
day of daughter? No, we're going now to feed the Mishnah. According to Shmuel, we would be Machmer, but as Tosis points out, that would be Begeter Chumra B'Yama. No, yeah, we've just gone back to the Mishnah. Shmuel was just pointing out that there are shitot like that, and therefore, if a Talmud Chacham should be machmir, it's a shevach to a person to be machmir.
This is only the sleeping habits.
Yeah, no. Actually, it's brought la halacha that someone that is overly machmir, it looks disgusting, and then it becomes yura. Then you're like, I'm so stuck up that I can be very machmir. So there's a certain extent at which we accept this chumra. And things that are not normal for people to do is look as you are.
This is little girls on one's
lap. We're getting there.
This is why Adam and Rachel and Chava hid?
It's why the level of busha that they had afterwards was the Yetzirah Abusha, yes. But it does not explain why there was the Tain of Loyit Boshashu initially. Lechora, right? Because it certainly wasn't Yetzirah Abusha. Which means that you're dressed by your yetzer, in literal sense, right? Lavush becomes the yetzer.
Like a consciousness.
Yeah. That was self-awareness. I wouldn't call it consciousness. Self-awareness. Yeah. So Rav Acha bar Ava once came to visit Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda was his son-in-law. So Rav Acha bar Ava, he picks up his granddaughter, Shakle Labat Barte, he picks up his granddaughter, and he sets his granddaughter down on his lap. So Omar Lay, so his Rav Chisda, his son-in-law, says to him, Lo Sovel Omar Dimikatsha, don't you know that, I mean, she's already married. And now she's in, that's interesting, so now she's an Eishes Ish, you see. So until now, she was only your granddaughter, and the Anshei Knesset HaGedola took off the taiva for granddaughters, but it didn't take the taiva away from an Eishes Ish. So now that she's also an Eishes Ish, now that she's more desirable. That's the way some of them unfortunately explain Rashi, which is brilliant. Rashi's like a different person. So how come you're holding her on your lap? I mean, she may only be three, you know, but I mean, she is married.
Grandfather
no death. Oh, Marley, no? What?
Vartalach
ad Rav. You were over on Rav who said you're not supposed to accept Kedushin for a little girl? You're not allowed to accept Kedushin for your daughter. She's supposed to say that I want so and so. Some great son-in-law you are, Oh, yeah, he says, well, some great father-in-law you are. You were over on Shmuel. The Omar Shmuel, Ein Mishtam Shim B'Isha. You're not supposed to be fooling around with a woman. I don't care what she is or what age she is. Remember that whole story we had before? So you don't, she doesn't serve for you? She doesn't sit in your lap? What kind of business is this anyway? You know, maybe I was just kidding around. But this is no good the way you're acting. Oh, Marley, oh yeah, says the father-in-law. Ana ki idach de Shmuel svirlei. I also hold of the other thing that Shmuel says. The Omar Shmuel, akol Hashem Shamayi. That when it comes to how you deal with kids, it depends what your intent is. Now, I'm doing this in order to show her that I love her and to make her mother happy and to let everybody know that I care about my grandchildren and so on. And here you are accusing me of being some kind of sexual pervert. And that's the other Shmuel. That all, and this is where the halacha is brought, that basically don't do chumras on things that people are going to, because it's really HaKol Hashem Shammai. In other words, a person has to know himself what his intent is. I mean, it certainly there's no iser to be mechavev as long as you know that that's your intent. So, memela, you should not be machmas. I was doing the right thing, and you claiming that you had accepted for kedushin for her, that's the wrong thing. Okay. Rav Rav Yehuda Avikazi Beurcha. Avikazi Yit Takamayo. Omerly Rav Rav Yehuda Dal Karacha Mekami Gehenom. Omerly Vamaro the Omer Beksherim Shabbatomi. Ha! Ksherim, he says. Mi Yemar the Ksherim to go on Ana of At. So, I mean, who's called kosher if not us? Well, Rav Chanina Bar Papi Vechavera. Omer Rav. Malkin al Yichud ve'ino Srin al Yichud. Omer Vashu Amr al Yichud Peduya. Avol B'Yichud Eishati Shlo. Shalotei Motzi Laz Alvanea. Marzutra would be Malki Umachris. Omer Le'Rav Nachman V'Prahati Le'Rav Ash. Why don't you do the same thing? Mar Neim Aluke V'Lachris Furnesh Esish. Omer Lo. Yichud Hashem Aba V'La Shem Aba and will be Motzi Laz on the Bani. Omar Rab, Malkina lo tova shmua shnemar al banai, ki lo tova shmua marzuta motiv la afsira al katve, umakrele al banai. Omar Rab, ba alo be'ir, ein chashim mishum yichud. Omar Rav Yosef, petach batur, lushit rabim, ein chashim mishum yichud. Rabbi bi'ikle, lewe Rav Yosef, bota tkar rifta, omar lehu, shkuli darga bitute bibi. Vo Omar Rab, ba alo be'ir, ein chashim mishum yichud, shani Rav Bibi, tishush benite havoi, vegaisi be'. Omrivkan, Anashimi Bakhutz Nashimi Bifnim and Hashimi Shumihud. Anashimi Bifnim and Hashimi Bakhutz Hashimi Shumihud. Bimatnita Tana Ibcha. Omrabai, well, Hashdom Rivkana Achi, Vetana Vadnita Ibcha, Ananavid Lachumra. And therefore, Abaye would be Dyer Gulfe, and Rava was Dyer Kona. And Omarovin, Sakpatashata is the Rigla. Anak Shvuyata de Atila Narada, Skino Leve Rav Amrav Chasid, Ashkula Darga Mikamayo. Rabbi Meir Avi Bitlotzitz Bovrei Avera Yumachad Idbin Leisotan Ki Itetra Bach Gisadanara Lo Avi Mavra Nakat Mitzra Vekovar Ki Mata Palgan Mitzra Shavke Oma Boy You In Luck He Loved the Kamachrizi Birkia Hizaru Rabbi Meir Vetorato Shaviti Ladamcha Tarte Moi Rabbi Akiva Avi Bitlotzitz Bovrei Avera Yumachad Idbin Leisotan Ki Itetra Bereish Dikla Nakte Dikla Vekasolik Veozla Ki mata la pagre dikle shavke amre lav de makros e brakie izaro brabi akive vetorato shavite la damach tarte moi plimo avi rogle mema ku yuma gira beine de sotat yuma chad malu yuma de kipuri avi idme de ke ania ata kara abab afikale rift I'm like what yuma ki aina kuli ama gavoy va ana avroy I like the kriveli rift I'm like yuma ki aina kuli ama sitting down at taka va ana lechudoy very very nice at you at what taka avi yati Molly Navshi Shikna Vikive Ale, Vavikovi Be Mile de Mois. I'm like, you sit like a human being. Tiv Shaper. I'm like, Havali Kasa, Yavali Kasa, Ichmer Shadabe Kicho, Nacharobe, Shaka Vamit, Shamanak Vakamri, Plimakoto Gavra, Plimakoto Gavra. Woo! Anyway, Orak Vatasha Navshi Betakise, Ozo Batre, Nafal Kame, So kichazi davi mitzta'er golalei nafsho amalei my time amartach. So he says alai chiema amalei lema mar rachmona nigar baby satan. Reb Chiya bar Ashi have a rogo called Eden davi nofel ape avi omar rachmona yatzilenu miyitzar yumachad shematino devito amra. What the heck, michte akama shani de porish leminoi my time akama achi. So yumachad avi kagoris begin to koshte nafshe. Nafsha and Chof of Itania came. I'm like, ooh, mana, tamra, ana, charuta. Dad, we yuma, tova. I'm like, aiteni ale lachru, mana, the race is utsita, shavar, ozol, aiteni ala. Kiyatu, levete, avakasharga, devita, tanura. Solik, vikayotiv, begave. I'm like, wait, my high. I'm like, yaki, vaki, avi, my time. No, it was only me, silly. Ana, avi, lo ashkirba, adi, avle, simoni. I'm like, so what? But ana, mi, ali, isurichavni. The Tanya Isha Heferam Vashem Yisrachla b'makatu b'daber b'isha shenadra b'nazir b'shama ba'ala v'heferla v'yi lo yadar sheferla ba'ala v'ayta shota yayin u'metamel amitim Rabbi Akiva kavimot alai psuk avibokhi amar ma'am mishnit kavin lecho b'sar chazir v'ala b'yado b'sar tle amar tora tzircha kapara b'sricha mishnit kavin lecho b'sar chazir v'ala b'yado b'sar chazir ala chat kama v'kama chayotzei b'davarat ha'omer v'lo yadava Hashem v'nasa avono kishaya Rabbi Akiva magia l'posik zaya bukhe u'ma'am mishnit kavin lecho shuman v'ala b'yado chelev amar tora v'lo yada v'asham so ala chas kama v'kama. Where are we? V'loya davi Hashem. So v'nasav no mishin kavena rochel v'lo biyado chela v'lachat kama v'kama. Isi ben Yehuda omer v'loya davi Hashem v'nasav no davar ze yidvu kol adovim. Mityachid adam im imo omer avir omer vasi mityachid adam im achoto. And he's even allowed to be darim imo v'im bito long term. Ki omer kavede shmo he said wach please also mityachid im kol arayot shebetorah filu im beima. What? It's not mit yachid adam imo v'im bito v'yoshen imahem b'kiruv basar v'tiyuv t'ri shmul amel ha'shmul. No. V'letayim b'yichod etanya achotov v'chamotov v'sha kaloriyot sh'betora ein mit yachid imahem ela be'idim be'idim in shalom be'idim lo. What are you going to say? Eletanoi, fine. Etanya amel Rabbi Meir. Hizaharu bi mipnei biti. Amel Rabbi Tavid. Hizaharu bi mipnei kalati. He learned his lesson, man. But in Moseret Atzmalavia, Higdilu ze yoshan b'ksuto v'kama om revana baravaza om revasi tinoket patesh shana v'yom echad tinok ben shtemis shana v'yom echad or according to the Rosh, which makes much more sense, tinoket bat shala shana v'yom echad tinok ben tesh shana v'yom echad ikriyami tinoket bat shtemis shana v'yom echad actual gadlut and tinok ben shlosh esrei v'yom echad ze v'zeet k'desh yushadayim nachonu v'sarech tzimeach om revan bar papa om rev chisul lo shana v'la she'ina boshala amod lefanav arom aval boshala my time yetzer albasha. Rebacha baraba ikla leve revchista chatne shakli lebat varte and utvu bekanve. Amarle lo servala marde mekatsha. Amarle what? Avarte lechad rav. Diom rav yidam rav itemer rav elazar asur leadam shekadeshet bitoki shiktana achi tagdiva tomar beploni anirotza. Oh yeah, well mar nami amarle ad shmul. Diom rav shmul ein mishtam shim biisha. Amarle well shmul said something else too. Anakidav shmul svirle. Amar shmul akolik shem shemayim in these issues.